SADC coming into the scenario suggests, of course, that there is a deadlock between the political parties, and the way forward would be to find a way of resolving the challenge that Zimbabwe is currently facing on this constitution. And it seems to me that if ZANU-PF is suggesting that there is need for changes to the draft constitution, then I think they have to appreciate as well that there may be other changes that would be sought by the other parties, because this document was a compromise between the three political parties. Each one of them had to give and take, and one party cannot say it cannot take when others have given. So if there's going to be renegotiation of what ZANU-PF thinks are undesirable parts of the draft constitution, then I think they have to do so with the expectation that there are also some undesirable aspects of the constitution from the other sides, which will have to be considered. It's not one-way traffic.
SADC is promising that it wants to ensure that what happened in 2008 cannot be repeated in the event that there is another election. Is this something that the regional body can actually deliver to the people of Zimbabwe?
Well, it's extremely difficult to predict the future. But what we know from the 2008 election is that the challenge was in failing to manage the electoral process, the independence of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, the influence of the non-political players in Zimbabwe in the electoral politics. If those issues can be dealt with, if attention can be paid to those particular aspects that influence the election, then, of course, you won't have a repeat of 2008. But it's important that SADC is aware of the challenges that faced the 2008 election and deals with those things decisively.